have little sympathy for you because I think that you're looking for trouble.
An ex arms herself.
From the back of your car, you took a crowbar for your own protection.
But will the truth take a beating?
The only reason why I had a crowbar is because he has drug addicts in his house. He's a drug addict. I was scared.
If you're afraid to go to his house.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, that's what you said you were. That's why you took out the crowbar.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old Anna McNamara is suing the father of her son, Robbie Ulrich, for damaging her car when he kicked it and jumped on it.
Order. All rise. It's case number 137 on the calendar, the matter of McNamara versus Ulrich.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Folks, I've read your papers very carefully, and I'm going to outline for you what each of you say happened on this particular date, which was?
The 23rd of May.
Okay, yes. Time. And you have a six-year-old child together. Mm-hmm. Each of you enjoys the child's company at various times. I don't know with whom the child lives on a more permanent basis, but sees his father regularly at his father's home.
Sometimes.
On this particular day, according to your papers, your son had spent some time with his father and left his book bag there.
That's wrong.
You tell me.
Actually, the day before, I was having car problems, and I had called him to get a ride to go pick him up from school, and that's how.
This is too much information. This is what your problem is. Your son left his book bag
in
his father's car. You went over to his father's home to get the book bag, according to you.
Yes.
When you got there, you started to honk your horn to let him know you were there because you say that he has your number blocked from his phone, probably because you've annoyed him in the past. So he wouldn't come out. So you got out of your car. I'm repeating exactly what you wrote in your complaint.
Yes.
You got out of your car, and from the back of your car, you took a crowbar. For your own protection. Then you walked up to his car.
The windows were down.
Which was on his property. And you looked inside, and lo and behold, there was the book bag.
No, I started honking his horn because he has cameras.
Just a second. The book bag was in the car.
Yes, I didn't know it was in the car.
But you took the book bag out of the car.
Yes.
The window must have been open, or you opened the door, because you started honking on the horn. What you say, by the way, in your complaint was that you took the book bag out of the car, and then you started honking his horn. Let me see. I was wrong once, and I may be wrong again. When I got to his car, I noticed our son's book bag in the back seat, so I grabbed it. I then began honking his car horn. That's what you swore to. You want to read it?
I must have misunderstood
That's what
myself.
You didn't misunderstand. That's English. Those are monosyllabic words there.
I'm sorry. I was honking the horn, and then I seen his book.
I don't believe that. Because you ultimately took the book bag.
Well, yeah, and that's
when
he attacked
me. I know you did. You took the book bag with one hand, and you had the crowbar in the other.
Well,
what I want to know is, with which hand did you honk the horn?
I didn't have the book bag. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No.
I honked the horn and then seen the book bag.
Did you stop honking
after
the horn?
After I seen the...
Did you stop honking the horn?
Yes.
And then what did you do?
I seen girl's stuff in the back seat, and I seen his book bag, and I grabbed his book bag.
And then?
I started walking to my car, and then that's when he started to run after me. And the only reason why I had a crowbar is because he has drug addicts in his house. He's a drug addict, and I was scared.
Why didn't you have the police go and get the book bag instead of going there, sitting outside, honking his car horn? Why? If you're frightened of him, he's got drug dealers in the house, he has bad people there, why would you do that? It's not something a normal person does.
I just needed my son's book bag.
Who do you live with?
Myself and my son.
Does she have family that lives in the area?
She has her mother that lives two blocks from her.
She has a mother who lives two blocks away. What does her mother do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No,
so she was free to go over and get the book bag. Could have gone over with her mother. She has a sister. Who are you?
I'm her friend.
She didn't ask you to go get the book bag, did she?
No.
I didn't know.
No. No. Were you with her that day?
Yes, I was.
Great. Where in the car were you?
I was in the passenger seat when she got out.
Just a second. Why didn't you get out?
I got out of the car once I seen him running down the steps after us.
What do you mean after us?
After me and her. I got out of the car to make sure that she got the book bag out. And after that, he was, next thing you know, he was running after us.
Sit. This is your complaint. Your complaint is that he jumped up on the hood of your car and dented it. That's his complaint, that he kicked your car.
Beat hit my car with his feet. I have evidence.
You want to tell me what happened, sir? I have little sympathy for you because I think that you're looking for trouble. Looking for trouble. Anybody that gets out of their car with a crowbar is looking for trouble.
Well, his cameras. He obviously sees me after I'm sitting out there honking for 5 minutes. Obviously, he has.
Why would you be honking in the street for 5 minutes? Don't you know that that bothers people?
No, I only honk.
Listen. Don't you know that that bothers people? Sitting
on
your phone.
Ma'am, I only honked 2 times. I sat there for 5 minutes before I got out my car.
What were you doing just sitting there?
Because my son's medical records that I needed to fill out for his school were in there.
Were in where?
In his book bag.
You mean they had given them to your son blank at school to have you fill them out?
For his doctor to
fill out? For his doctor? For his medicine. Go back to school and get a new blank set.
Was
if you're afraid to go to his house because he has drug dealers in his house.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, that's what you said you were. That's why you took out the crowbar.
I was afraid if 10 women come out trying to jump me, yeah, I'm going to have a crowbar in my hand.
You get nothing. Now, you have an order of custody and visitation with regard to your son?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Because she's always let me see him. Without having to go through that process.
Since May, have you seen him?
Yes.
When?
I see him periodically here and there. Like, she'll drop
him
off.
Could you talk to me so that I can hear you?
She'll drop him off to my mother, and I'll see him over there and get to see him for short periods of time. But no, I don't get to see him too often.
Uncross your hands.
I'm sorry.
Do you support him?
Yes.
How much?
I give her $300 a month of child support, plus I send him groceries, clothes.
Just to say, I don't care about groceries. You send him $300 a month. Is that through court?
No.
Yes, it is. It is through court. It's court ordered.
It's court ordered.
And for the first 4 years, he barely paid anything.
That's your fault.
I paid it when I had it.
That's if you didn't take him to court. If he wasn't being a good father, you should take him to court and make him pay. But now he pays you $300 a month.
Yeah.
She signed the child support papers before she left the hospital.
Listen to me. Look at me. Look over here. I don't care about the mojo that you have between you. It is irrelevant to me.
I understand.
I got my own troubles. Do you understand? So all I want to know is if you have a child support order, why don't you have a regular visitation order?
I haven't had to go through that process because she's always like,
but he has drug charges. That's why. He wouldn't be on drugs.
I don't have any drug charges, ma'am.
Yes, he's had drug charges in the past.
Well, the only way that that would become an issue is if you raised it in opposing fixed order of visitation for him. You clearly let him visit, so what difference would it make if he had
under
a fixed
my supervision.
Time? He wasn't under your supervision.
Oh, yes.
You mean at his mother's house he's under your supervision?
No, I haven't let him go to his mother's house in almost 6, 7
what
months.
What about your mother and their drug problems, since you want to bring mine up?
Oh, please, do me a favor. Separate.
You want to get to talking about
Mr.
that?
Mr. Ulrich, look at me. If you say one more word to her, I'm going to get very angry. You don't want to see me angry. I'm an old lady.
I'm sorry.
What do you want to aggravate an old lady for?
I don't.
Good. That wasn't the right answer, but I'll take it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I want you to tell me what happened when you saw her outside near your car with a crowbar.
So I ran out there and, like, I guess a defense protection kind of
moment. Ran out there and what? Speak up. Do you hear how I'm talking? Do you have any trouble hearing me?
And later today.
It's very easy to find out whether or not she was paid any of the security deposit back. You get a letter from the landlord. Do you have that?
No. I was in Minnesota, so I don't
have I'm from Brooklyn, but if I were coming to court, I would get a letter from the landlord.
Cases, real people. Judge Judy. Anna McNamara says the father of her son, Robbie Ulrich, owes for vandalizing her car during a surprise visit to his home.
Now, I want you to tell me what happened when you saw her outside near your car with a crowbar.
I don't have much, so I ran out there and, like, I guess a defense protection kind of
moment. Ran out there and what? Speak up. Do you hear how I'm talking? Do you have any trouble hearing me?
And she had begun screaming and charging at me with the crowbar then. So I jumped over her car to get away from her, basically.
Ma'am, I don't want you to speak.
And then she continued to drive around the block. And it was all week. It was an all week ordeal. It wasn't just that one day. She laid out there on the horn 2-3 times that week. My neighbors are witness to it. I had just moved into place. I didn't really want everybody thinking I was crazy right off Jump Street.
And was or was this not the first time that she came by the house that week?
This was her about third time.
How many book bags had been left in the back of your car?
Just the one.
So what was she doing there the other times?
Her and her friend came by one night drunk, beating on the door, acting fools.
Look at me.
And they just come by and she causes me trouble any way she can, anybody that'll listen.
You want to show me pictures of the car, Miss McNamara?
And here's the estimate, and that's without the paint job.
Oh, no, Mr. Ulrich, I was sort of really hoping that the only damage was on the hood of the car.
I didn't do all of that.
But this wasn't on the hood of the car, sir. This didn't happen as a result of you jumping on the car. This happened from something else.
There's multiple times that I've been arrested for kicking the car.
Not
because
of
her pulling up at my residence.
I don't.
She did it at my, when I was living with my mother.
Just a second.
I kicked her car at my mother's house prior to that. I don't know, 6 months prior to that, because she sits out in front of my house, is in my mom's house, laying on the horn. I don't know what else to do. I can't just keep letting her
do
it.
You go to court, and you file a case against her.
I can't hit her, so I kick her car and get her to go.
No, listen to me. You said, I don't know what else to do. I'm trying to tell you. You go to court, and you say, this is what she's doing. And if you have cameras outside of your house, you record her driving by your house, honking on the horn. You bring affidavits from your neighbors that will identify her car as the car that's been driving by your house, honking the horn, disturbing people, along with her friend over here, who I am totally unimpressed with. They can't hold their liquor. She can't hold her temper. But you can't kick her car. That's not the way we deal with a problem.
I understand that.
So whether you did it 6 months before or 3 months before, or whether you kicked her car that day, clearly it's something that you do. And I'm telling you, you can't do it.
I understand that.
Okay. So DJ's Auto Shop says that they want $3,400 to fix your car.
That's without the paint.
And what I'm telling you is, I don't think you had any reason to be at his house that day. And I think that part of this incident was as a direct result of your overt hostile acts. I don't think that he can be forgiven for taking it out on your car, which he did. But you're going to have to pay for half to have your car fixed. So if you want to have your car fixed, I hope you can find somebody to do it for $1,700, because that's all you're getting. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Watch your temper. He doesn't want to be your boyfriend anymore. He's got other girlfriends. Good for him and good for you. You have no reason to drive around in front of his house. You have no reason to be anywhere near him.
I don't want that dude if my
life. Well, but you do. I actually believe him 100%.
I'm a drug addict. I don't.
Well, madam, you picked him.
Yeah. 14 years ago.
You picked him.
14 years ago.
Well, if you picked him 14 years ago, and if you knew that he was trouble, then it would seem to me that the second dumbest thing you did was have a child with him. Judge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,700. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
He needs help.
I think it was a fair decision.
Rehab.
She's going to use anything she can to slander my name.
Stay away from me.
She knows she's wrong.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Williams versus Schiller. Step forward.
25-year-old Krista Williams is suing her former friend, Stacy Schiller, for the return of a security deposit and for damage she caused to her car.
All right, we're going to simplify this case because that's the way I like to keep my life. Miss Williams, your lawsuit has many different components. Let's start with the first one. You and Miss Schiller were friends. And when you were friends, you were living in Minnesota. While you were living in Minnesota, according to you, you allowed Miss Schiller to drive your car. And she says she in some way damaged it, knocked a mirror off and scratched the car. And that happened in what month and year?
January of 2014.
Miss Schiller says that both of you were using the car. And there was really no proof when the damage happened, whether she was driving it or when you were driving it. Sort of doesn't make any difference to me, because after this damage to the car, the two of you decided to leave the state of Minnesota and to move to Georgia. And there was no mention of the car. You were going to go first. What I understand from your complaint, you were going to take your children and set up an apartment down there, and you, Miss Williams, were going to follow.
Correct.
And that's what happened. Mm-hmm. But when you went down to set up the apartment, you didn't have money for security deposit, which you provided.
Correct.
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You break a lease, you have nothing. If the security deposit was, in fact, returned to her, it was very easy for you to get the proof of that. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. You come to court, you have to come to court with more than a pretty smile.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Krista Williams says former friend Stacy Schiller owes for the return of a security deposit and for damage to her car. Stacy is countersuing for rent.
Okay. So you provided the security deposit for the apartment in what amount?
$1,350.
And this was an apartment that the two of you were going to lease together?
Correct.
Then you moved down to Georgia, and according to you, it didn't work out because shortly after you arrived, Miss Schiller moved her boyfriend into the house. Are you the boyfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you the one that moved into the house?
No, ma'am.
It was a different boyfriend.
I didn't move into no house.
That's what you said. Did she move the boyfriend into the house?
No, she left our place and, like, went to his place.
What do you mean she left your...
So we had a lease, like, in Georgia with her and I. Basically, she just, like, left and went to his house. We were supposed to move out by a certain time. She never showed up for that until, like, 2 hours after that. But during this time, she was at his house. So...
During what time?
The time that we're supposed to be in our place together. Like, we're supposed to be working to get money to get her kids down to Georgia.
Then this is wrong when you say the living situation turned out to be miserable. Stacy had met a new man and decided to move him in. That's what you say. Not that she moved out.
That was an error on my part, but
well,
she moved out.
Well, let's understand this.
Okay.
So what you're saying is she met a new guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she left the house and went to live with the guy?
Yes, correct.
Okay. In what month did that happen?
June.
Between January and June, who paid the rent?
There was no rent until April 8th.
Why?
We didn't move down there until the 8th.
Okay. So there was no rent until April?
Correct.
Who paid April's rent?
She paid the rent. I had the deposits situated.
Okay. And was she still living in the apartment in April?
Correct, yes.
And what about in May?
Yes, in May up until the 1st of June.
June 1st, what happened?
We broke our lease and moved out of the place, and we're supposed to be finding a new place to move together, but again, she wasn't there, so I couldn't communicate with her to find a new place, and we went our separate ways, and I went back to Minnesota because she had basically abandoned what we were supposed to be down here for.
So you want your security deposit? Give you your security deposit back.
Yes, he did.
Oh, let me see.
Okay.
I mean, if you break a lease, you usually don't get your security back. This doesn't say she got any security deposit back.
There's an address on the bottom, which is her work address is where it got mailed to.
I don't know. That doesn't say that at all. It's very easy to find out whether or not she was paid any of the security deposit back. You get a letter from the landlord. Do you have that?
No. I was in Minnesota, so I don't
know. Well, I'm from Brooklyn, but if I were coming to court, I would get a letter from the landlord.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, now, what else do you think you're entitled to?
The damages for my car. I have the pictures here.
Forget damage to your car. I'm not interested.
Okay.
What else? Case is dismissed. Your case. You have a counterclaim.
Yeah.
I'm going to love this.
Well, basically, what my counterclaim is, that's completely false. She had no money coming down here.
What is your counterclaim for?
I paid for the whole deposit. I also paid weekly payments out of my check, leaving myself with only gas for
rent. Just a second. Show me your bank statement where you paid $1,300 in security deposit.
I did not pay $1,300 in security deposit. I want $950 for her portion of the rent.
Goodbye. Good luck. Have a happy life. Leave me alone. You break a lease, you have nothing. If the security deposit was, in fact, returned to her, it was very easy for you to get the proof of that. Put your hand down. You would be entitled to either the entire amount, if you can prove that you paid it, or a proportion of it, if she paid it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You come to court, you have to come to court with more than a pretty smile. Goodbye.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy... This landlord couldn't hold her liquor.
She stood right in the doorway, denied me entry, claimed she didn't know me. She was obviously inebriated.
You were arrested by the police.
Yes, ma'am.
Next, Judge Judy.
She she's lying about moving out. I don't know why she's lying about moving out.
Well, she actually just left unannounced.
It's definitely more than a stab in the back. We're not friends anymore.
She's just vindictive.
I don't care what happens to her at this point. Like, it is what it is.
Just wants her way, and she didn't get it, so she's upset about it.